It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it is hump day, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast and our most recent op-eds. Go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. It is hump day, which is one of producer Steve's favorite days. Producer Steve.
Yeah, I always give you a heads up to make sure you know that the camel's going to be making an appearance because it's significant.
It is significant, particularly with what is going on out there. Every day is just filled with all kinds of stuff.
Most significant.
We are what are we, 6 days out now on this election? And it is so important that everybody vote. We've got a great show planned for you today. In studio with me is Jason McBride. He is a senior vice president with Presidential Wealth Management. You get to hear him every morning
Speaking of significant.
Jason McBride, it's great to have you here.
Jeez, what a nice info. Thanks, Steve.
I wish you'd remember your glasses so you don't have to borrow mine.
Well, don't you think I look attractive in
these? You look very attractive.
Very extinguished.
very distinguished, for sure.
No, extinguished.
Okay. Always like to say thank you to this team that I get to work with, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And I'm so grateful for each of you listeners as well. Today, strive for excellence, take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And we've got a lot resting on this election here, my friends. We have got to put the pedal to the metal here for this next 6 days. I know, producer Steve, a lot of us, I kind of have election fatigue because we've been focused on this for so long. However, there are people that are just opening up their ballots and starting to think about it because they have been busy with educating their children, with trying to make ends meet, figuring out what to do with all of this COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption. And we need to make sure that we don't let anything fall through the cracks, Steve.
Election fatigue, that's a great way of describing the situation. And I'm not sure that that's a cure.
Well, the cure is November 3rd.
Yeah.
Between now and then, though, Jason McBride, we've got a lot of work to do. You mentioned as we came into the studio that you've got some hot news that you'd like to share with people.
Oh, well, I don't know if it's hot news, but, one of both mine and yours friends that does collect data for the Trump campaign says that it's very, very tight and that everybody needs to vote and to tell other people to vote. I've already voted. I would imagine that you did too, Kim. One question I have, can you still register to vote or is it too late in Colorado?
I think you can register up until Election Day. That is a really good question. A friend of mine yesterday was completing her Colorado ballot. We all get a mail-in ballot, and she asked where to sign. And up in the left-hand side, there was an affirmation that you've lived in Colorado for 22 days and that you're over a certain age. And I'm going to call the clerk and recorder today to find out what that is and to get the answer to that, because I think you can register up until the day of, and you only have to be a resident of Colorado for 22 days. But I'm going to confirm that. Steve, you look like you want to say something.
Well, while you have them on the phone, ask them also about this other thing that's out there blossoming about people who have already voted, but have maybe changed their mind. And at first it sounded somewhat reasonable, but I'm not a deep enough thinker to think it through. And all morning now I've been hearing about this is just most likely another opportunity to create some fraud and marginalized voting.
I think once your ballot is in, I don't think that you can change it, but I'll ask that question. We'll have that answer for you for tomorrow. We're going to be talking with Tony Caputo in this first segment. He is one of the challengers to one of the cruel 17. Jason McBride, there were 17 House Democrats that voted to let people die alone during this COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption. It is beyond cruel. And I am seeing Blue Dog Democrats to unaffiliated, independent, libertarian, Republican, conservative, across the spectrum. That really, that's beyond the pale, if you will, to let people die alone.
Yeah, that is pretty rough. I mean, to talk about dying in pain and suddenly, and when you certainly didn't expect to, but then to not even have the support of your family around, it is cruel. It's horrible. It should never be allowed to happen. And I'm glad that you're pointing this out, Kim. Those 17 names should forever live in infamy.
And they are on our voters guide, which people can find at my website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Download the voters guide. We go through, Rick Turnquist and I did this. Rick did a very good analysis of the Colorado finances and how it has grown significantly, way above what our population inflation has been. And then we also go through the 11 issues. We make the case for voting Republican. We name these 17 Democrats that voted to let people die alone. We explain this radical Marxist leftist candidate training program called Emerge, and a lot of great information there. All of you are paying attention, but there are people in our lives that haven't been. The next 6 days, reach out to them, share the voters guide with them, make sure that they understand what they're voting for. If people are not informed, they have a responsibility to A, get informed, or B, not vote. We look at all these issues each and every day as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Ultimately, socialism comes down to force. My friends, you can vote yourself into socialism, but it's really, really difficult and not pretty to get yourself back out of it. Our quote for today is from Plato, and he was an Athenian philosopher during the classical period in ancient Greece. He was the founder of the Platonist school of thought and the academy, the first institution of higher learning in the Western world. He was born, they think, 428, 427. He died 348, 347 BC. So 428, 427 BC, and he died 348, 347 BC. He said, "The price of apathy towards public affairs is to be ruled by evil men." Steve?
Geez, I wish I would have had a sound effect to go with that. Man, that is good.
That is good.
Well, you know, it's interesting. All the way back then, he lived to be, if I'm counting right, 80 years old. Then that was really old for back in that time, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
It was.
He was healthy as well as smart.
Yes. And the issues, Jace McBride, don't change. They are the same from generation to generation, and that is why we have to pay attention to what's going on out there. And somebody that is paying attention to that is Tony Caputo. He is running for House District 32 here in Colorado. He is challenging one of the cruel 17 that's named in our voters guide that voted to let people die alone. Tony Caputo, there's 6 days out. What are you hearing on the campaign trail?
Well, it's been really amazing. We have all been out working hard. We just got in a full-page ad in El Comercio, Colorado, and we've got postcards out. We've got a YouTube thing out. We're keeping busy. We're hearing nothing from the other side.
Okay, you are up. Well, tell us, what area does House District 32 cover?
It covers from basically Tower Road all the way down to Sheridan. It kind of funnels down. We go up as high as 108th and as low as 53rd. So for the most part, it's Commerce City and unincorporated Adams County.
There's been some interesting stuff happening up there in Commerce City and Adams County regarding Tri-County Health and some of the county commissioners and electeds up there. Politicians, I'll call them, and they should be elected representatives, but there's a lot of politicians. There's been some secret meetings, I think it's time to get things cleaned up there, Tony.
I agree, but my biggest focus is going to be at the State House, to get that cleaned up, to get it back to sanity. And for anybody who would like, we are a little short because of our final push. Anybody who would like to help out, they can go to www.TonyC4HD32.
Well, the capital... Okay, go ahead. Yeah, say that one more time.
TonyC4HD32.
And Tony, the Capitol needs to be cleaned up in more ways than one. What's on the outside, what's on the inside. And we need to bring some balance back to that. So what would be the final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners this morning, Tony Caputo?
Well, if you'd like to bring this country back to sanity, there's only one way, and that is to vote Republican right down the line from the top pitcher all the way up to the president.
And it's important, once Republicans are elected, people need to stay engaged. Amen. Typically, we do not agree with anybody 100%. Jason, sometimes I feel like I don't agree with myself 100%.
Well, Steve would agree with you on that.
I'm sure he would. But what is important is we need to have an electorate that is engaged. This country was founded on people that were engaged in this process. The quote that I had from Plato, who lived, you know, several hundred years before Christ, is that that if, in fact, we don't partake in this process, we're going to get what we deserve. And that is, that's not something that I want to do. So, Tony Caputo, I am recommending that people adopt a candidate, and 6 days out, just a few dollars instead of that Starbucks coffee, get $5 over to a bunch of these different candidates. That will help. Or make phone calls.
Absolutely.
And the way they can reach you, Tony, is Tony C for HD32. That's Tony C for HD32. Tony, let's get that Capitol cleaned up inside and outside.
I would love to do it. Thank you, Kim.
You bet. Before we go to break, it is October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Hooters Restaurants, which is one of my great partners, is always involved in this. Last year, Jason, they raised over $700,000 for breast cancer research, and that was throughout all the Hooters restaurants throughout America. But that is pretty astonishing. They're trying to raise $1 million this year.
Oh, that's a lot of dough. Good for them.
Good for them. There's five things that you can do. First of all, you can purchase a pink drink, and a part of that goes towards the fundraising. You can donate $5 for a pink color change cup. You can fill out an endowment card and hang it on the wall, and that's $1. I need to go over and do that. I'm going to have some fish and chips sometime this week. They have some specials on that. You can round up your change, or you can buy some specialty pink-themed merchandise, and all that will go towards the fundraising. They have football specials, to-go specials, kids eat free, happy hour, lunch specials. Hooters Restaurants, treat yourself. Go to HootersColorado.com for more information. That's HootersColorado.com. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking with these very important candidates for these district attorney races. We're 6 days out. We wanted to give them one more set of exposure here on the radio. We'll be right back with Tim McCormick. He is running for district attorney for Adams and Broomfield County. We'll be right back.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Our voter's guide is there. Copy that link. Send that out to your friends and family. Encourage them to vote. I think sometimes, Jason McBride, people that haven't really been paying attention, they look at this ballot and it's daunting. They're like, where do I start? Oh, I just do it. That's why this voter's guide is so important, Jason.
Well, the voter's guide is fantastic, especially for the stuff that people might not be aware of. Now, you know, for candidates, a lot of folks, you know, they know if they're Republican or Democrat, that's not as hard. But a lot of these issues, the judges, that type of thing, your voter's guide is extremely helpful at boiling down that confusing language that you have, even in the blue book that you get.
And the blue book is, I don't think it's credible anymore. But our voter's guide is.
Well, yeah, you beat me to the punch.
Oh, but, sorry.
That's okay. No problem, Kim. But no, your voter's guide is good. It's well thought out. And yeah, it was helpful to me in my voting.
And regarding the judges, Rick and I did not have the bandwidth to really go into the judges, and there's all these different judicial districts. But at dcgop.org, a friend of mine went through it and looked at the 18th Judicial District, but also kind of a big overview on the judges. I'd recommend that you go to dcgop.org and click on the judges tab there. Let's jump over here to Tim McCormick. He is running for district attorney in Adams and Broomfield County. My friend, these races are so important. They used to be under the radar until we realized that George Soros and all of the radical left has been making a play for these district attorney races. And that's why the three guys that you're going to hear from today, make sure that you are supporting them, adopting them, get some money over to them, make some phone calls. Tim McCormick, we're down to crunch time.
Yes, we are. And good morning, Kim, and good morning to your listeners. You know, first off, I want to thank you, Kim and Steve, and, of course, 560KLZ for this opportunity to get our message out that public safety is my top priority. And, of course, your steadfast dedication to stressing the importance of these DA races here in Colorado. And I also want to thank your listeners as well, since you put out the call for Adopt a Candidate. Man, what a great listening audience you have, and we're humbled by all their support in our campaign.
I actually heard from a listener, and he said he needed to remain anonymous. But he adopted several candidates, and how much he appreciated what we're doing here. I am so pleased to hear that. We're down to crunch time. Would recommend that people continue that. Community safety, that's got to be one of the top things out there, Tim McCormick.
Yeah, you know, Kim, if there's one important thing we've learned, and man, we've learned a lot in this campaign since we launched it back in March of 2019, and talking to folks across the jurisdictions of Broomfield and Adams that make up the 17th Judicial District, is that moral and ethical leadership is needed both in regular times and times of crisis. And, you know, our communities deserve competent prosecutors, and we're going to be best served by DAs who foster practical reforms, hold offenders accountable, you know, and bringing closure for victims and their families, and present alternative rehabilitation programs, you know, where appropriate. And in the 17th right now, leadership, ethical leadership and integrity matter now more than ever. And this race here in the 17th Judicial District presents a stark choice in that regard. And Kim, as you and I have talked, as the next district attorney in the 17th Judicial District, I will put public safety over politics, aggressively prosecute violent crime, and protect our most vulnerable citizens, and work towards sensible and practical reforms without compromising public safety. I am a constitutionalist. I will uphold and defend the Constitution, and I will always abide by my oath. So thank you.
And how can people adopt you these last 6 days, Tim McCormick?
These last 6 days, they can go to McCormick for DAMCCORMACKFORDA.com. And I'm sure you've said this, and will continue to say it. You know, it's too late to mail in the ballots. You got to turn them in at the ballot box or go in person on on November 3rd. I know the hot rumor out there is that they're going to close down the state. Regardless, make sure you get your ballots in. Republicans have to catch up to the Democrats and the unaffiliated. Please vote.
Yes, and get that done. I'd recommend that people get that done today. And you are so totally correct. Do not mail your ballot. Put it into one of those secure ballot boxes. Tim McCormick, that is McCormickforDA.com. That's McCormackFORDA.com. Tim, thank you for stepping forward on this.
Well, thank you, Kim, Steve, and, of course, all your listeners as well. Best of luck, and we'll see what happens on Tuesday.
Okay. We're praying for you. And Matt Durkin, he is another one of these guys that is stepping forward because he cares about the safety of our community. And he is running for DA for Jefferson and Gilpin counties. Matt Durkin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim, for having me on. It's so great to be here. And thank you for your tremendous support for all these months through this election season.
Well, it is so important. As I started to see what was happening in these cities, Matt Durkin, with these Soros bought and paid for DAs and what was happening to the safety of everyday hardworking people, I realized that you and Tim McCormick and John Kellner, who are stepping forward for these district attorney races, are so important. And I know you're hearing community safety. You mentioned something at a meeting that we were at recently regarding a memorial that was destroyed out at, I think, Clement Park.
Well, it was actually right there at the Jefferson County Courthouse. We have what we call a courage garden, and it was inspired and built. So the first gazebo was built in honor of Sergeant Timothy Mossbrucker, who was killed in the line of duty. And it was torched just a couple of weeks ago, and it's right there on the courthouse grounds. And that's just such an awful but very powerful reminder of how much public safety is at risk these days.
Well, and you said that that was a place that, for example, if a child might be involved in the legal system and they needed a safe place to talk with someone, that that was a place that they went. And this is right on the Jefferson County property, and it was torched. Matt, this is beyond belief to me.
Kim, it's no longer a story of what's happening in Philadelphia or Chicago or Portland or even in downtown Denver. It is very, very sadly washed upon the grounds of the Jefferson County Courthouse, where, as you said, we would take child victims in during breaks as they were testifying to things that would make all of us just wrench and break our hearts. We would take victims to this garden, to that gazebo, for some bit of peace through the bit of chaos, and someone decided to torch that right on the Jefferson County Courthouse grounds.
It's astonishing. That is why we need to step forward for these races. You are running for district attorney for Jefferson and Gilpin counties. What judicial district is that? I realize I never asked you that.
That's the first judicial district, Jefferson and Gilpin counties.
Okay. And how can people adopt you? We've got 6 days out. People can't sit on their rear ends. They need to get out there and they need to help. Instead of that, Starbucks coffee, send $5 over to these candidates. How can people adopt you, Matt Durkin?
You're exactly right, Kim. We are fighting to the absolute finish until the bell rings on Tuesday, November 3rd. The choice for Jefferson and Gilpin counties could not be more clear. It's really a choice between the violent chaos that we've seen in downtown Denver and public safety. So please go to durkin4da.com. We are continuing to fight to the finish. You can also go there to find where you can vote in person or drop off your ballots. But Jefferson and Gilpin counties, today is the day to vote for law and order. It's time to vote for Matthew Durkin for district attorney.
And again, that's Durkin, DurkinForda.com. DurkinForda.com. And I know you are adoptable, Matt Durkin.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you to you and your listeners for all your support.
You bet. Good luck on that. Let's jump over here to John Kellner. He is the DA candidate for the 18th Judicial District. John Kellner, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks again for having me on.
Okay, 6 days out. What are you hearing on the campaign trail?
We're hearing that we've got all the momentum behind us. I mean, we are pushing every single day to the finish, just like Matt Durkin was saying, I'm sure Tim before him, that there are 6 days to make your voice be heard. And if you value public safety, if you value keeping our community safe, if you value these things like the rule of law and our Constitution, then make your voice be heard. And I'm hoping everybody listening will come out there in Arapahoe, Douglas, Elbert, and Lincoln counties and vote John Kellner for DA.
And people can get more information about you at John Kellner. That's JohnKellner.com. JohnKellner.com. We've got just a few minutes. One of the other things that I wanted to make sure that listeners realized is that when we talk about rule of law, constitutional law, that means due process. But you also have put together a program that is very compassionate towards our veterans. And we've got a few minutes. You can tell us about that, John Kellner.
Yeah, you know, the rule of law does mean due process, and it means a fair outcome. really, is what we all strive for in our justice system. And one of the things that I helped create was a veterans treatment court. And I brought together, you know, really my experience as a Marine serving our country and realizing that we've got issues with PTSD and we've got issues with substance abuse, really demons that, you know, follow people around sometimes after they've served. And when some of those veterans come into contact with the justice system, what we did was create a specialty court to help them deal with these underlying issues, not try to lock people up and throw away the key, but really get to the root problems to stop this cycle, you know, people coming into court over and over again. It's been incredibly successful with mentors from the community, other veterans supporting veterans in these programs. And we've expanded these programs to things like drug treatment courts, mental health treatment courts, a DUI treatment court. All of the things that we're doing to really get a handle on issues like the opioid epidemic and issues like addiction that are driving the crime rates that we're seeing right now.
And I think it is important for people to understand that while you and Matt and Tim, Matt Durkin and Tim McCormick, stand for the rule of law, constitutional law, that also that each of you are looking at compassionate ways to make us better as we are trying to make our communities safer, John Kellner.
That is so true, Kim. You know, there is a broad brush painted over prosecutors sometimes. They just want to lock people up and throw away the key, and that's not true. We all, and I'm sure Matthew and Tim, feel the same way. We take violent crime extremely seriously. We take people that threaten public safety extremely seriously. But we also know that there is no way you're going to incarcerate your way out of something like the opioid epidemic. These are things that require treatment. And within the justice system, we have ways to ensure accountability to get that treatment done, to stop these sort of revolving door issues with crime in our community. We are all dedicated to making our communities a better place because of that.
And that is what we always strive to do here in America, is that we make our communities better, that we leave something better to our next generation. John Kellner, thank you so much for stepping forward.
Thank you, Kim, and thank you for always talking about the importance of these races. And everybody listening, get out and vote before November 3rd at 7 p.m.
And drop your ballot off. Do not mail it. I actually sent something, John Kellner, well over 2 weeks ago to someone, and they've not received it yet. So make sure that you put your ballot in one of those secure boxes. And I know you're adoptable as well at johnkellner.com. This last 6 days, step forward and help these candidates. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. Have a great day.
You bet. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Jason McBride is in studio. You know him. He is Senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management. He's got some information that you might want to think about after November 3rd, or might be before November 3rd, Jason McBride. But we'll also get his take on what's happening regarding the election. Stay tuned.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
The silent odorless killer, CO2. Your house has a monitor. Does your mask? Masks can actually be pretty dangerous, according to the National Institutes of Health. They say that inhaling high levels of carbon dioxide, CO2, may be life-threatening. OSHA does not recommend masks in oxygen-deprived environments, specifically elevations over 3,000 vertical feet. The mask mandate is not for your health. It's killing you. Killing you one breath at a time, thanks to selfish Governor Polis. Paid for by FECUnited.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support the Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You will get first look at all of our upcoming guests, our most recent Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast, and our most recent op-eds. Our voter's guide is there, and to copy that link and send it out to young people. Young males are not voting, and I think sometimes they feel overwhelmed. This is a great tool as people sit down and fill out their ballots. It will help you, give you great information. Hot off the press, producer Steve, Patty responded. She said, you can register on Election Day here in Colorado. And then she says that she thinks you can change your ballot by going to your voting center. But she said, hold on about changing that. She said there's lots of different cases out there, and she'll have that confirmed for us for tomorrow. She is on it, Steve.
Yeah, I...
You'd expect nothing less from Patty.
That's right. Why do I sit back? Gee, I wish we knew more. And there it is.
And there it is. Jason McBride is in studio with me. He is a valued partner as well as Presidential Wealth Management of the Kim Munson Show. And we're going to go through some things people need to be thinking about after the election. We are so focused on that right now. Before we get to some of this information, though, Jason McBride, you watched, Tony Bobulinski. And he was a Biden family business partner turned whistleblower. And he was on Fox News' Tucker Carlson's show last night. And it is absolutely amazing. He says Joe Biden is compromised by communist China. What do you think of the interview?
Well, what strikes me is that they show documents right on the screen, Kim. That seems to be what was missing from, like, the whole Trump, Russia collusion. There was never anything in black and white that they would show, that there was anything with this.
Anonymous sources.
Yeah, right. And, you know, they were circular. Well, here's a news article that says Trump did that, so there it is in black and white. Well, yeah, but you guys the ones that wrote it. So, no, this guy's got emails. He's got... evidence, and again, they put it up on the screen during the interview for the viewer to see, and it wasn't like they formatted it for like Fox News. They just had a screenshot of the guy's actual BlackBerry, so you could see the text, you could see the actual emails. It wasn't edited, and I mean, it's right there, and that's when. You know, I think you have to take some of these things seriously when the evidence is right in front of your face. I'm quite sure there's a lot more. They can't show us every single thing on there. But he did say to go to, which senator was it? That Ron Johnson. He said to go to and download the report Ron Johnson did on this as well. So, again, when you've got the evidence right there in black and white, and it's put right on the screen for the viewer to see, that holds a heck of a lot more water and carries a lot more weight than unnamed sources and innuendo. So it's amazing to me that the rest of the media is not talking about this, and that you've got companies like Twitter, Facebook, social media actually trying to bury it and stop it from spreading, which, you know what, it spread anyway. So maybe it's kind of like COVID.
Maybe it is kind of like COVID. We on a regular basis, I've had Josh Phillip on with the Epoch Times, and he is an expert on China. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing the way I understood it, that China has been growing significantly, growing their influence in Africa, rare earth minerals. They've been building these islands in the South China Sea, which could compromise our aircraft carriers. I'm going to have him on, I think, on Monday. I want to talk with him about Taiwan. What they've done with Hong Kong is terrible. And here Hunter Biden was making, he was offered $3 million a year and from the guy, his last name was Yi, who possessed deep ties to the Chinese Communist Party. For introductions alone, where 10% was flagged to be set aside for the big guy. And the big guy is Joe Biden. Joe Biden has consistently denied that he ever knew what was going on with his son. And it's the old adage, Jason McBride, lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me. I'm hoping the American public is waking up and realizing that, as you mentioned, these big tech companies, mainstream media, they have been lying to us. And my gosh, if we elect these people to office, it goes back to Plato's quote. And that is, let me just get it one more time. He said, the price of apathy towards public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. And the fact that Joe Biden has been, it's proven, he's been lying to us. I hope that the American people will step up to the plate and vote for Donald Trump and vote Republican this election cycle. Anything else you want to say about that, Jason McBride?
No, I mean, I could go on and on and on. Again, the evidence is in black and white to the media out there, and that goes from CNN, MSNBC to local news stations. Shame on you for not covering this and not even talking about it. Shame on you. You should be ashamed of yourself. Can I say shamed anymore?
I think you
starting
can.
Starting to sound like a liberal.
And that's why people need to listen to the Kim Munson Show. I'm not sure a lot of you know that they are now replaying. Crawford is now replaying the show from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. And they've been playing it 10 to 11 every evening. So you get us morning, midday, and night. And people seem to really like that, Jason McBride.
You don't want to do 3 live shows a day? Wouldn't that be more fun?
Ooh-wee.
You don't want to do late night with Kim Munson.
Yeah. We'll get back with you on that. Let's jump over here, Jason McBride, to I want to mention another thing, though, and that is this analysis that you did regarding the Trump tax cuts. When Joe Biden looks into the camera and says that he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts and that he's not going to raise taxes on people making less than $400,000 a year, well, he's lying over here. Why would we trust him over here? And the Trump tax cuts, you have proven it, that it was not just for millionaires and billionaires.
Well, yeah, again, it's just numbers, Kim. It's just tax brackets, numbers, standard deduction. I mean, anybody can go and look and calculate the numbers. I mean, the tax calculators are still out there for before the Trump tax cuts and afterwards. So go to airpresidential.com. That's airpresidential.com. And it's also on your website, Kim. I mean, download it. It's 2 pages. It's got 5 or 6 different examples of folks with the same income and same amount of kids. And it simply says, what would their taxes have been before the Trump tax cuts? And what are their taxes after the Trump tax cuts? It's not manipulated. It's not messed with. It's right there in black and white. And it's indisputable. I'm sorry. It is indisputable that the Trump tax cuts did help the middle class tremendously.
And these elites do not like the middle class. That's been one of the great things about the American idea, is this big, broad middle class where we have everyday entrepreneurs that are creating businesses and hiring people. And we saw this with the Wuhan virus reaction disruption, that these PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, let the big boxes be open, and they close down our everyday businesses. I didn't realize the virus was really that smart. I didn't really understand the...
Well, it's been proven to be very smart. It won't infect, quote, peaceful protesters.
That are,
you know, they don't
the
get
Capitol.
Infected. You know, politicians from Democratic states, they can't get infected either, mm-hmm. apparently.
Nancy
yeah,
Pelosi
it's a very smart
her
virus.
Hair done.
Very yeah. smart virus.
Very,
yeah.
very smart. Let's change just a little bit and talk about, people need to be thinking about that. I think there's some defensive positions. We certainly hope that President Trump will be reelected, but there may be some things that you might want to do between now and the end of the year, because things might change.
Well, they certainly might change. And Kim, there's a few things that tie into that. One, you know, is with required minimum distribution. So there's some confusion out there because there were a couple of things that happened with that, kind of one right after the other, and I'm finding that that folks are still confused. So let's talk about that just for a minute. You know, a required minimum distribution, that is if you own an IRA or a 401k account, you know, some kind of tax-deferred account. The rule was always when you turn age 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out of that account every year. Why? Well, because it's been in there and there's been no taxes paid on it for many years, and the government eventually does want some taxes. So each year you have to take out a percentage based on your age. That's taxable. You pay the taxes on it, and that's how your favorite uncle gets some of his taxes back on that money. So two things happened in very short order. Number one is they changed the age in which you have to take your first required distribution from age 70 and a half to age 72. So for most people, you get a year and a half of relief until you have to start taking that money out. But very quickly, then with the CARES Act, they also suspended the requirement for anybody to have to take a required distribution for 2020, and that was part of the CARES Act with the COVID and all this stuff. So we had two different things happen. So number one is nobody has to take a required distribution this year. Nobody. You're not forced to. It doesn't mean you can't take money out if you still need it, but you do not have to take it out if you don't want to. And so if it's tax, it's more of an advantage to you not to take that money out this year. At least you have some flexibility.
Okay, Jason, let's say at the beginning of the year, somebody knew that they were going to have to take an RMD, a required minimum distribution. They decided, okay, I'm taking it at the beginning of the year. That way I have access to that money all year long, and then I'll have to pay the taxes. What happens to them?
That's a good question, Kim, and they fix that too. Now, that time has passed. Anybody that took an RMD earlier in the year before they had, because this ability to skip it didn't come out until I think like March or even April. So people had taken it before, and they're going, well, what about me? Well, they came out and they allowed anyone that had taken a required distribution out earlier in the year, they had up until August 31st to roll it back in and undo it.
Okay.
So those that had moved quickly, the non-procrastinators, let's say, they didn't get punished. They were able to undo the RMD if they needed to.
Okay. We're going to go to break here in just a minute. Have we pretty well buttoned up this whole conversation on the RMD?
I think there's a couple other little things we could talk about when we come back on that, if that's okay.
That'll work. Before we go to break, want to give a shout out to another one of my great partners, and that is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They are a family-owned business. They're located right in Sedalia, Colorado. They're open 7 days a week, and I would highly recommend that you go out there. They have a wider range of different knives, whether or not you're a collector, a sportsman, military personnel, if you need some new knives for your kitchen or a wedding gift, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place to go. Be sure and check out their website. That is castlegate.com. Castlegate.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management is in studio. We've got some more information regarding these RMDs, the required minimum distribution. Stay tuned.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcasts and our most recent op-eds. Go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. We'd greatly appreciate it. 6 days out on to the election, and there's a lot of people that still need to vote. Reach out to your sphere of influence. Encourage 10 people to make sure that they become informed and vote. And a great thing, a great tool for you is our voter's guide. Rick Turnquest and I spent an enormous amount of time and went through the 11 ballot questions on the Colorado ballot. All the information is there. We give you our recommendations and send that out to people that might not be paying attention. They've been busy with other things. Encourage them to vote. In studio with me is Jason McBride. As we were going into the break, we were talking about RMDs. Those are required minimum distributions from either an IRA or a 401k. And there can be some strategies if you don't pay money in taxes, if legally not pay it in taxes, then that means you don't have to make that money down the road. And there's some different strategies that people can be smart regarding these RMDs, Jason McBride.
Well, that's true. And keep in mind that our tax rates are likely to go higher eventually, possibly in the very near future. So just because you don't have to take money out of your IRA this year doesn't mean that maybe you shouldn't. Especially if your income is down this year, who knows why? Maybe because of COVID, maybe you got laid off. I don't know. Maybe your income's going to be low. Just remember the 12% tax bracket goes up to about $80,000 of taxable income, Kim. Okay. You've got a standard deduction of, you know, almost $25,000. So a married couple that, let's say, makes $105,000 a year with a standard deduction, their taxable income's coming right up to the top of that $80,000 12% bracket. So what I'm saying is if your gross income for the year is like $70,000, your standard deduction's $25,000, that's bringing your taxable income to $45,000. Mm-hmm. Well, you've got a $35,000 bit of room that still keeps you in the 12% tax bracket. And I think 12% could seem like a get out of jail free card someday. So I guess what I'm saying is soak up that 12% bracket, use it while the getting's good, whether it's doing a Roth conversion, taking a distribution out of your IRA strategically where you say, I'm doing this while the getting's good. One last thing I'll mention on that, Kim, is there is confusion sometimes that you have to take an RMD with cash. You do not. If you have, let's say, a stock or stocks inside of your IRA and you don't want to sell them, but you still have to take a required distribution or you want to, you can transfer shares of the stock intact from your IRA to just like a regular individual or joint brokerage account. And whatever dollar amount they're worth on the day of the transfer, well, that becomes the amount of your distribution. Okay. So let's say you own shares of stock and it's worth $100 a share. You transfer 100 shares from your IRA to your other account. Well, that's a $10,000 value, right?
Right.
So your distribution is $10,000. You owe taxes on $10,000. But now that stock is in a regular account, and if the price is really high and it later drops down and you sell it, well, now you have a tax loss.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So okay. So there's just because you don't have to do something doesn't mean you shouldn't. And a lot of times when they waive these RMDs, I don't think the politicians are aware of this in-kind distribution thing, because they're always saying, well, we don't want to have to force people to sell their stocks, excuse me, to meet these required, well, they don't have to sell their stocks.
Okay.
To meet the distributions. And if the politicians were smart, when stocks were down, they would want people to move them out of the IRAs then, because they get the tax when it leaves the IRA. Then it hits the joint account or individual at a low price and it goes back up. But when they sell it, there's another capital gain. Wow. So the politicians are actually cutting themselves short because they don't know what they're doing, which I know is a big surprise.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them. Any more on this particular subject?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Jason McBride, I have talked to people that have said if Joe Biden is elected, that they are going to move their money out of their IRAs and 401ks because they feel that that is that big pot of money that people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they look at it as their money, that they haven't been that they did not receive taxes on it, instead of the fact that people worked hard to earn that money. But I've heard people say that if Biden and Kamala Harris are elected, that they're going to make some changes like that. Have you heard anything from people?
Yes, I have. I get calls like that. You know, there's fears that they're just going to confiscate people's 401ks, confiscate their IRAs. You know, I hear about, I guess they did something like that in Argentina at one point. You know, I'm just not sure how you advise on something like that, because it's so out there in the air, Kim. You know, again, I tell people, all right, let's say you take all your money out of your 401k to try to avoid that. You know, that generates a 1099. So they're going to know you did it. So they might still show up at your house and knock on the door and say, hey, where'd that money go?
Isn't it funny how there are politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties that look at the money that people have worked for and have saved, and that these PBIs look at it as their money, instead of the big, broad middle class that you work with, people that have created wealth for themselves. I find it astounding.
You know, I've always said, Kim, eventually we're going to end up doing what's called an income return instead of a tax return. They're going to withhold all of your income, and then you'll have to fill out forms to tell them, you know, justify how much of your income they're going to send back to you.
And that is why this election is so important, Jason. Is when Donald Trump looks into the camera and says, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. I think that is absolutely true. I don't think that the Democrats, and this is not the Democrat Party of your grandpa and your grandma. This is not the Democrat Party of JFK. This party is so far off to the left, and they don't believe in everyday hardworking people. They believe in the elites, the haves and the have-nots. Reason, Patty found this headline, said that there's 11 trillion reasons to fear Joe Biden's presidency. He says, Joe Biden, he's the odds-on favorite to beat incumbent Donald Trump on November 3rd. Not only is the former vice president likely to win, which I don't think.
According to who?
This guy that wrote this for Reason. But 538 predicts Democrats have a 74-in-100 chance of taking the Senate while holding the House of Representatives, meaning that he will have a great opportunity to deliver on all of his campaign promises, which will add up to a mind-blowing total of $11 trillion in new federal spending over the coming decade. His platform is more liberal than that of every past Democrat nominee, writes the Washington Post. What's your thoughts on that, Jason?
Well, you can't add $11 trillion worth of spending. You have to get the money somewhere, and taxes will go up. And, yeah, they'll attack the wealthy, too. They'll raise the rates on them. They might do surtaxes, you know, but they're also going to get the middle class from the ground up. And they can do it in sneaky ways,
they
Kim.
They do it in very sneaky ways.
You know, they could say, look, we didn't even change the tax brackets, but they can change away your deduction works, your standard deduction. They can take away your ability to itemize at much lower rates of income and cause you to pay, you know, the same percentage tax rate on a higher amount of dollars when you had the same amount of income. Eventually, some's got to give. I mean, I would think, you know, that's another question I get all the time is what's going to happen someday when we can't borrow anymore, when the debt gets so big? And you know what? I don't know the answer to that either. Something will happen. I don't know exactly what it will look like. I keep thinking that the only way out of the national debt is for us to find another planet out there that's been as naive as we have been in dealing with China, and maybe we can make a one-sided trade deal with them, and they can pay our debt off for us.
Well, and to that point, on the it's the very first question on our ballot, and that is regarding your property tax assessment rate. It's a very sneaky question, and we are a hard no on that. I'm trying to get this up here, but basically they're saying without increasing the property tax rates, assessment rates, would you approve that? Let me tell you what it is. And that is a very sneaky way to increase the taxes on everyday hardworking people. That is Amendment B. We're a strong no on modifying property taxes on that. Jason McBride, it is always a pleasure to have you in studio. You bring such a wealth of knowledge for our listeners and great strategies on how they can be more and more successful. It's great to have you here.
Well, thanks, Kim. And don't forget, we have a lot of very fine people at Presidential Wealth Management, and I'd highly encourage people to sit down, take a look at where you're at, figure out your risk tolerance, and if you need to make some moves, have a plan. We've got great folks there. Make an appointment. Give us a call at 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600, and set up what we like to call a discovery session with one of our fine advisors.
Highly recommend that, Jason McBride. Thank you for being here. And Plato said, if you do not take an interest in the affairs of your government, then you are doomed to live under the rule of fools. My friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, and strive for high ideals. And like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't serve.